"I'm happy to listen," Lake said quietly. She knew she had to stay casual, not seem too grabby for information, or else she might scare Maggie off. "This must be so hard for you."
"I just feel so guilty," Maggie whispered.
"You shouldn't, though," Lake said. "How could you have possibly known something like this would happen? Plus, those keys might not be connected to the murder at all."
"It's not just about the keys," she said. "It's what happened before. I should have known something wasn't right with Dr. Keaton."
"What? What do you mean?" Lake asked. All around them, diners droned in conversation, and waiters plowed brusquely between tables. Yet none of it mattered.
What did Maggie know? Lake wondered.
She held her breath, waiting. Maggie bit her plump bottom lip so hard it looked like it would burst.
"Maybe I shouldn't be blabbing like this," she fretted. "My mother always said I talk at a school too much."
Damn, Lake thought. Maggie had sensed that she was pouncing and pulled back. She had to be careful. "This must be such an overwhelming time," Lake said, keeping her voice easy. "You must feel so confused about what to do."
"I do," Maggie said, shaking her head. Her dark curls bounced.
"So, Dr. Keaton wanted you to water his plants while he was in California?" Lake asked. Maybe she would have luck, she thought, getting Maggie to start at the beginning.
"Yes, the tree's on his terrace," she said.
"And he wanted me to bring in his mail so his mailbox wouldn't get stuffed." At that time, Maggie's eyes brimmed with tears and she dabbed at them with a paper napkin.
"But why give you the keys so far in advance?" Lake said.
"He had his spare set on him when he asked me, so he said he might as well give them to me then. I should have kept them in my purse, but the one I use in summer is really tiny, and I didn't want to lug the keys around all week, so I just stuck them in my desk drawer."